Okay, great. That's fine.
Well, we had no emails from listeners.
No emails. So, yeah. All right. Let's get right to our first phone call here, shall we?
That is very quiet. I can't hear it.
I don't know why. Let me just check and make sure you're coming through the right sound.
Also, I've been echoing back to myself quite a bit.
Well,
tonight,
then why didn't you say something?
Because I can handle it, but I can't hear the voicemail at all. It sounds like you're playing it downstairs. I can't. I could vaguely tell it was a woman, I think.
You could vaguely tell it was a woman. All right. Is that an original sound for musicians is on? Are you hearing me okay, though?
Yeah, I hear you okay. Yes.
By the way, Big Fatty started his little fatty cast with like some like dig at us for not always having our cues ready or whatever. Like, it's like, look, even this amount of back and forth on getting the sound things right and everything is so, so much better than that little fatty cast.
I don't listen.
Yeah, I know.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty online.
Big Fatty's so much better.
I don't listen.
Okay, great. That's fine.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3961. Of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 11th of April, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the rest of my Easter egg weekend. Big Fatty! Hello, busy weekers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're busy weekers because, y'all, Big Fatty's got a busy week this week. Busy, busy, busy. Yes, Big Fatty, Fatty, Fatty. Y'all, I think the best way to tell you about the busy week is to go back and tell you about the rest of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, as you know, I recorded yesterday's little show on Saturday prior to my departure for the city of Conway, 20. Big Fatty, I don't think that's right. But anyway, Saturday night, y'all, it was a very quiet evening. It was rainy, and I don't know, remember what I watched on the TV machine. I probably caught up on something. Doesn't matter. Y'all, I think I watched the Shark Tank. But anyway, y'all woke up on Easter Sunday morning. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you had risen. It's true. Y'all, by the way, did you look at that vulgar? That vulgar artwork for yesterday's little show. I don't know who sent me that, but y'all, it's just vulgar. It's just vulgar. But anyway, y'all, I got up and I had my breakfast, and I had time to get out and do an abbreviated nipple walk that morning. Y'all, it's cold. Oh my God, it was cold. And so I went out. The dip did not go with me. So I just did the streets of Fat Acres. Got an hour's worth of work walking in. And y'all, I came right back here to the villa. And y'all, packed my little portable valise for the weekend. And y'all, there was no special chair. No special chair taken to the home of Conway Twitty. Or I should say, it is the home of Carolina Cheese and Provisions. That's what I need to say. Yes, Big Fatty, Big Fatty approved. And so I packed it all up and got my share. Y'all, I had to redo my outfit. First of all, my Easter egg shirt did not come in time. Although on Monday, as I record this, I've received notification there's a package being delivered today. So y'all, it would be my luck that the Easter egg shirt arrives the day after the Easter egg hunt. And so y'all, I don't know if I'll send it back or if I'll just save it just in case there's an invitation to the social event of the year. You know, it's bigger than the spring cotillion, y'all. It's lovely. It's just lovely. And, y'all, I hopped in old Ruby Red a little bit after 11 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, it's a little bit more than a 2-hour ride, up to the home of Brandon and Alex. And so y'all, I got there, and you know, I always like to, you know, get my bearings and all. And y'all, I got to the house and I kind of pulled over to the side of the road and I said, well, there's nobody here. Y'all, this was like a right at 1 o'clock. So no, it was a few minutes before 1 o'clock. And I said, this does start at 1 o'clock. Y'all went back and looked at the invitation. 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Big Fatty, you silly thing. And so, y'all, I said, well, I'll use this opportunity to find my way over to my motel. And so, y'all, stuck it in the GPS and found my way over there. I said, well, you know, maybe I'll just see if they can check me in early. Well, y'all, it's a little inn, and it's the Cypress Inn, Cypress Inn, and y'all, it's quite lovely. Y'all, I was in the what was I in? I was in the Hyacinthia. No, I don't know what inn I was in. I don't know what room. Hyacinth. That's it. And so they were, you know, it's just a small inn, so there's not somebody in the office at all times. And they had sent me a message saying, what time do you expect to arrive? And I said, 4 to 6 p.m. or 4 to 5, excuse me, 4 to 5 p.m., something like that. And so I rang the bell, but no one came. And, you know, that's fine. I was there outside of my window of arrival. So I just left the parking lot and pulled over to the side of the street because, you know, there's nobody on the streets because it's Easter Sunday. Yes, Big Freddy. Yo, by the way, saw a cartoon. I think it was on the Twitty of the cave where Jesus was put after he came down off of the old rugged cross, and the stone had been rolled away, and Mary Magdalene was there, and y'all standing in the opening is y'all it's like Karen Walker's maid. I don't remember what her name is on The Will and Grace, but there's this little Mexican lady dressed in a maid's contest. in a little maid's outfit, costume, and the maid says, Jesus? No, Mr. Jesus not here. And anyway, I got a chuckle. Very, very irreverent. I just sat for a few minutes and listened to some little shows and played the words with friends and the Candy Crush. And y'all, I headed back on over to the meeting place, and got out of Ruby Red and grabbed my Easter bonnet. Y'all, by the way, go look at today's artwork over at the www, and you'll see my Easter bonnet with all the crap upon it. And then y'all later today at noon on 2, I say Tuesday, y'all will post a picture. I'm going to post a picture of me and Brandon and Alex out in their garden in our Easter bonnets. So y'all head on over there at noon today and check that out. But anyway, got there, and y'all, I walked in. Not a soul knew who the hell I was. But they all, an international internet celebrity had walked into the room. Yes, Big Fatty. And they all turned their gaze upon me. Big Fatty, vulgar. And so I just gave a, just, you know, the Queen's wave and greetings, listeners, or greetings, strangers. And y'all, needless to say, by the end of the day, nobody was a stranger. But found Alex and Brandon, and y'all, the wine was pouring, the adult bar was set up. Y'all, there was probably about 30 people there, I guess. Maybe not quite that many, but a couple of dozen anyway. And there were, I don't know, 3 or 4 small children that were there as well. And, y'all, everybody had on some fancy Easter bonnets. Y'all, very clever. Very clever. I'll tell you a little bit later. And y'all, there was a buffet. The buffet, you know, I believe it was catered by Carolina Cheese and Provisions. I'm not sure, but if it wasn't, it should have been. And of all your catering needs, y'all, there were we had some of those King's Hawaiian rolls, and y'all, there was a big old ham. Yes, Big Fatty. It looked Vera-sized. It was definitely the size of an old gal ham. And y'all, I believe it came from Thomasville, Georgia, known for their quality hams. Yes, Big Fatty, since 1834. I didn't know that. I just made it up. Anyway, there was the ham and the little rolls, and there was a pasta salad, and y'all, you know, there were some like roasted potatoes and roasted green beans. I don't know exactly what the seasoning and all was on it, but it was very basic, but it was quite good. And y'all, it was served room temperature. It wasn't a hot dish. And there was, I don't know, there were deviled eggs and cheeses and spreads and some kind of grainy, good mustard. And y'all, and then there were these cupcakes. Y'all, I wish I had taken a picture of the cupcakes. Y'all, they were some of the fanciest decorated cupcakes I've ever seen. Y'all, they looked like bouquets of flowers. You know, like if you look down on from above to the, you know, the flowers opening up, y'all, absolutely gorgeous. And y'all, they were delicious. And good buttercream frosting. And so anyway, y'all just met all kinds of folks. And y'all, we had had quite a crowd there. And then Brandon comes up to me and whispers in my ear, "Oh, Big Fatty, was it Sweet Nothings?" No, it was. He says, "Big Fatty, we would like for you to judge the Easter bonnet contest." And I said, "Oh, okay." He says, "Well, you're the international celebrity here today." I said, "Well, of course." And so y'all, I had to choose the most dramatic, the best comedy, and the best in show. And so we did that. Y'all, I got my ass chewed by this very kind lady. She was not happy that I did not choose her headgear. And y'all, she said it was a swan, but it looked like a It looked like a duck, but it had beautiful feathers and everything on it and all. But, and y'all, it was, the head was held up with a plastic knife, but I couldn't see that. But y'all, prior to the judging, y'all, they had an Easter egg hunt, for the adults and for the children. And the children had the little plastic eggs that they, they hid, and they hid those for the children, and y'all, then for the adults, they had mini bottles. Y'all, needless to say, I think Big Fatty won the adult egg hunt. Y'all, I think I came home with 8 mini bottles. But Big Fatty, how many did you drink there? Well, y'all, we did crack one of them open. It was some kind of special gin. Y'all, it was good. We just each had a little sip out of it. And, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, gin will kill all the germs. It's true. And, y'all, I left, between 4 and 4:30. Y'all, of course, I had to tell everyone that I was so glad they got to meet me. And they all, Big Fatty, we want to listen to the little show. And, y'all, it just made me cringe. If you're a new listener, I'm being good today. It gets worse. Yes, it gets much worse. But anyway, y'all, I got checked in at the motel and I decided to go out for a little nipple walk. Y'all, there wasn't anybody hardly on the streets, but there was a little sandwich shop open. And y'all, I wasn't real hungry, but I felt like I should eat a little something. Y'all, I went in there. And they had the Masters Golf Tournament going on. And, y'all, I ordered something called the Grumpy Grandpa. Big Fatty, was it named for you? No, I think maybe for the nip. And, y'all, it was like an adult grilled cheese sandwich with bacon and white cheddar and brie cheese on it. And it had a blueberry onion concoction on it and grilled. Y'all, it was delicious. Came with the french fried potatoes. Y'all, I could only eat half of it, so I brought the other half home. Y'all had a lovely evening. The Atlanta Braves were playing on the ESPN. You know, that's the Entertainment Sports Programming Network. And they got the ass beat is what they did. And y'all slept like a baby, got up, had a lovely brufkus. It was included. Y'all started off with a fresh fruit cup, and then they brought me a slice of French toast with syrup and whipped cream and strawberries and blueberries. And y'all, then the main course, it was scrambled eggs with ham and bacon and breakfast potatoes and an English muffin and good strong coffee. Y'all, it was just lovely. And then I hopped in old Ruby Red, and I was back here in Charleston before the Price is Right started. And, y'all, then I've done my nipple walk. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I've still got this Easter card here from Casey and Harley. Y'all, I don't have time to open it. So, Casey and Harley, we'll make it a lucky day on the BFO tomorrow when I open the Easter card. Big Fatty and the sentiments will still be there. I'm sure it's a vulgar card anyway, so... Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show and yesterday's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber, y'all, from over there at the Mix, and y'all, technical problems, technical issues, Daniel, any advice for all my new listeners that may have joined today?
Big Fatty's so much better.
I don't listen.
Okay, great, that's fine.
Oh, yes, well, you're your boss, you know, don't have all those technical issues. Big Fatty, you don't know anything.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.